Attention!
It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hey there, I'm a host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. I'm Gregor. Hi! Nerd Talk, full 90 extra time podcast, whatever else you want, I'm here for it. Woo! Woo! Alright, I don't know. I'm listening to a book on tape. That's not what we call it anymore. I'm very old. I'm listening to an audiobook of a Star Wars saga, and the voiceover is killing me. I don't know how it's supposed to work, because I only ever listen to nonfiction books while I'm driving about space and whatnot, so I went fiction this time on the recommendation of my friend. And the story is fine. It's called Resistance Reborn. It's in the lead-up to Episode 9 that's coming out, right? But the guy that voices it, he voices the women's voices too, and I don't know what he's supposed to do, but it is bad news. He's a very good character actor. I'm so stoked for him, but I just feel like maybe they could have hired somebody else to play the women so it doesn't sound so... I don't know, it just feels very clueless or something. It's hard to take... What is her? General Solo, or Organa, or whatever, Leia, Princess Leia. It's hard to take her seriously when there's a guy voicing an old woman. I don't know, I just can't read books. Like, it's I fall asleep, or there's not time, or I should be spend time cleaning. Have you gotten roped into a Black Friday sale yet? Stop me if I already talked to you. Oh, you can't, because this is real time. Yesterday, I saw what I really want. I'm having a hard time. Oh, I just had a thought. I'm having a hard time because Black Friday started 17 weeks ago and I've been able to ignore it. But then I got a single email in my inbox and it was like, hey, dummy, you know that lens that you rented from us when the Blue Angels were in town? And I'm like, Blue Angels? Yeah, I remember. Well, that lens is now on super sale and you could get it gently used in very good condition for quite the deal. And I'm like, whoa, I definitely have credit card debt, but also, that lens is so dope. What an idiot. I got all the way to entering my credit card information, and then I text my wife to see if I was being an idiot. She did not say I was being an idiot, but it was definitely like, okay, well, hold on. Don't just buy something on impulse. Yeah, that's how they get you, right? Here's a thing that you like, says targeted internet company. At the same time, somebody else who will remain nameless sent me an email and they have a ton of data and they were like, Happy Days cast gets together for first time in 35 years or the first time since their last episode 35 years ago. How old do you think I am? I know I said book on tape, but I'm not Happy Days 35th anniversary reunion old. Good God. Now... I don't know. Oh, man, that poor koala bear who was burning the fire. Oh, no. I got bad animal news today.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Now, it's been a wild week for Monkey the Poodle, who was riding in a truck that got stolen from a gas station in Black Diamond on Friday. Police confronted the suspected thief yesterday when said thief started ramming their vehicle. Uh-oh. Detectives sadly shot and killed the man after the aggression. Ugh. The good news to the story, though, is that the poodle was found unharmed and was returned to his owners. Oh, awful news from Australia. Last week, a video went viral of a woman who removed her shirt to save a koala from a brush fire. Sadly, Lewis, the koala, who fought hard, has died from his injuries. The koala habitat is being decimated right now by wildfires across Australia. And in brutal breakup news, a woman used popular freelance app Cameo. It's an app where celebs will record video or voice messages for a predetermined fee. She used Cameo to hire Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray to break up with her boyfriend. That is cold!
You just got news.
Look, I don't know what you think is going to happen in Star Wars Episode 9, but let the rumors in my brain begin to swirl around. First of all, I don't even know if people care about Star Wars Episode 9. I didn't until like 3.5 hours ago when suddenly I cared a lot. Like a Faith No More song. We care a lot. Oh my God, I'm so excited to see what happens. I want to see if they do any of the dumb things that you would expect J.J. Abrams to do, like bring back the Emperor, bring back Darth Vader, all these like hacky things to get people to be like, oh, I remember. Oh, wait, I have a button for that.
Ah, I remember.
Yeah, thanks, J.J. I'll leave South Park to do all the making fun of him for that. But it's got me so jacked. I'm so excited to see what happens. Like, is Thrawn going to be in it? Do you remember Thrawn? Did you read the books? Am I the only one? I had a bit of a realization. I've been feeling very blue lately. This last couple days, nothing is like... The kid and my wife are like pretty much the only things that have like got me perked up at all. Which is good, because family should do it. But I've just felt off. And nothing is like very satisfying. And so I turned to this... It's an audiobook in this case, but... I realized that like listening to this audiobook and... being mad about how it's put together, which is very me. But listening to it, the magic of space adventure, that really informs who I am a lot. And like, when I'm down like this, oftentimes the only thing that makes me feel better are stories, like books, and fantasy and fiction. I remember in my early 20s, I was really like struggling. I was really like, you know, it's hard to be that age regardless. I was really struggling through it. And I decided that reading books about the Cold War was not helping. And so I stopped and picked up an old book, an old Star Wars book. It was Heir to the Empire. A guy called Timothy Zahn wrote a trilogy that was supposed to take place after Return of the Jedi. And it was incredible. This Grand Admiral Thrawn with his blue skin. Then that was all flushed down the toilet when Disney bought it. They just erased all these other books and started writing other ones. But people were so upset about it and liked this character so much that they brought him back in the Clone Wars and no, whatever the one is with the kid and the guy, Kanan. I don't know how they say it. Whatever. Grand Admiral Thrawn, something came back and now there's all these official books. And I'm jacked. Like, I want him to be in all of it. But it does say a lot, like when I'm writing my memoir, which I will never do, but when that happens, it'll be like those times when things were like kind of like the, it's not like darkest or, without inspiration or trying or empty, that I would turn to a fictional tale of some sort of adventure. And that's what would make me feel better.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Roaming the sidewalks of New York City, FedEx delivery bots are hustling to see if humans can be replaced by machines, probably to get your holiday garbage delivered faster. Well, New York City has had enough and told FedEx to get your dang robots off our streets. The robots have since responded by vaporizing city officials despite specific instructions not to.
No disintegrations.
The Mandalorian is now the most streamed show online, taking the top spot from Stranger Things. The kids from Hawkins held number one for 21 weeks, though, because it debuted in the summer. But to be fair, Disney Plus only debuted a couple weeks ago, and Netflix certainly has a way bigger subscriber pool. Also, The Mandalorian has Baby Yoda.
That's not actually Yoda. Yoda died in episode 6.
And finally, in other Disney news, a huge spoiler was narrowly prevented for Star Wars episode 9. Director J.J. Abrams told Good Morning America that despite the craziest of security, it almost went terribly wrong. Abrams said, quote, one of our actors, I won't say which one, I want to, but I won't, left it under their bed, and it was found by someone who was cleaning their place. It was given to someone else who then went to sell it on eBay.
Yikes.
One of the staff members recognized the authentic script and bought it up before it got out of control.
Good.
Does that person get reimbursed?
Nerd talk, yeah!
All right, 2 days to go until Thanksgiving. I don't know if you're going to make a big old bird or what. I look forward to the things that you put gravy on. Let's do it. Happy Tuesday.
The end of the show. Thanks.